I'm Andy Bates. I'm back.
He's back. I'm so excited.
I was pretty sure you replaced me.
I mean, I won't say I could have. That's a tall order.
Lots of laughter and merriment while I was gone.
It was great fun.
Yeah.
I got to
lots of buttons, too.
Yeah, I got to sit over there and forget to turn mics on. It was great.
I listened one morning. I managed to catch, I think I caught the archive of the podcast later on. It's like, I'm not the only one who makes that mistake and presses the wrong buttons, depending on what studio you're in.
Yeah, every time I sat down, I was counting the mics, making sure I had the right number. You just don't know how hard it is until you have to do it.
We need big labels on the microphones.
We really do. They're so tiny and on the side. You can't see them.
What coffee do you have this morning?
Jamaican? My favorite.
I saw... We got a package while I was gone from the other side of the planet.
Yes, from Sumatra, Indonesia.
That's exciting.
It was very exciting. I think I squealed.
I can't wait just to open it and smell it.
Yeah.
Smell the coffee.
I'll have to bring you some. It's at home now. It's delicious.
Excellent, excellent. Well, there's some sitting on my desk. I just need to brew it.
Oh, well, there you go. You should brew it. What are you doing?
I know. All right. Let's get down to business.
Let's do that. I have no segue, so we're just going to move ahead because we're talking about coffee. and it's Monday and whatever. So we're talking to one of our favorite people, I think.
Yes.
It's very flattering.
We have to say that now that I said that. We have Matt Miller in studio with us, the executive director of Send Me St. Louis. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Happy Monday.
Excellent way to start the week.
Do you have a favorite coffee?
Highlander Grog.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think we have that in the cupboard or in the pantry.
It does not feel like it's a naturally occurring coffee.
Grog sounds like it's going to make you slow. But isn't coffee supposed to do the opposite?
Yes. Yeah. We used to get like the massive bags of that from Sam's Club.
It's delicious.
It is really good. Yeah.
I feel like a coffee purist does not drink the Highlander Grog.
I'm not a purist.
It's called Sumatra.
Yes. So, Matt, tell us about Send Me St. Louis, about the organization, and for our listeners who don't know what that actually is.
Sure. So Send Me St. Louis is the capacity building arm of Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis. So Lutheran Foundation was started over 30 years ago after the sale of Lutheran Hospital, which was down near Holy Cross Lutheran Church in South City. And so Lutheran Foundation then kind of birthed Send Me a little more than 10 years ago. And so we call Send Me a capacity building arm or a consulting arm of Lutheran Foundation. And we focus on walking with churches and faith-based nonprofits just in St. Louis. So the foundation funds in St. Louis and our services go just to St. Louis. But we work with churches and faith-based nonprofits on how they engage their communities, how they serve their communities, and then how they equip, manage, and deploy volunteers. And so we are in the trenches building relationships with churches all over our region, kind of in the St. Louis metro area. And then we end up serving as kind of a connection point because of those relationships of sharing stories, sharing lessons that we learn from these churches and nonprofits and kind of deploying that learning across the region. And then we host different gatherings where we kind of create a relational foundation for our hope is for collaboration to be birthed kind of across the region. So we get the joy of just being in relationship with a lot of pastors and executive directors and laity, just getting to walk with them, listen to their stories, and figure out how we can support them in kind of the work that God is calling them to in their communities.
Lots of words that I read in books sound like that too.
It's my goal.
Welcome back to the program, Andy.
So what does that look like for these organizations that you work with? What does that look like for them? What does that mean for them in a practical way? What does that enable them or help them to do?
It's a good question.
Or what are some of them doing?
I was going to say, I would say the overall theme and that we're seeing in the region is, and we've seen this for the past few years, it's a shift towards relationships. And so, excuse me. Asking the question, how can we infuse relationships into what we currently do in the community? And then how can we start new ministries that are really founded on the idea that we need to form relationships with those in our community. So everything from a church that has had a food pantry for a long time, and we've been working with them and talking with them, and I had coffee with the pastor the other day, and he said, we now put a coffee pot out during the food pantry time, and we asked a couple people in our congregation that are more relationally intuitive to just hang out with people that come in. So this is a new thing for them, but it gives them a chance to have conversations, hear stories, and the hope would be that both they'd be able to serve them in deeper ways, but also invite them deeper into the life of the church. So that's a small way, but all the way up to, I think Holy Cross has probably been on this show, Holy Cross Lutheran in South City. We see a shift towards relationships in really large-scale ways of taking old buildings mm-hmm. that were vacant. It's a school and the old seminary, and now we have a charter school and the Intersect Arts Center. And these are now two huge platforms for relationships in that community and bridges into the community in very new ways. So relationships are kind of the broad theme, and everyone's trying to figure out how can we do that in small and large ways. So it's incredibly encouraging, but also hard to make that shift because we've been in a place where activity and programs kind of define the day. And now there's, when you shift into a relational world, it's more messy, it's less defined, and it's harder to measure. And so there's a little bit of, it's just uncharted territories in some ways, but I think where God is leading. So
you recently moved into this position of executive director. What does that mean for you? What are your responsibilities now? What's your vision? What's your direction for 70 St. Louis?
Monday morning questions.
All the big ones.
So really, my role doesn't shift a ton. I've always been the primary relationship point person with pastors and nonprofit leaders. Moving into the executive director role, it is kind of watching the vision a little bit more and saying, what's that next edge? How can we continue to be what I like to call a responsive capacity builder, in that we listen to all these leaders and we try to identify what are the pain points and what are the struggles and what's within the scope of what SendMe can actually do that's within our lanes. And then how do we respond? So lately it's been a number of folks have been asking the question of how to do neighborhood engagement in more holistic and healthy ways that doesn't really create a paternalistic relationship, but a really healthy relationship between church and community. And so we're looking at how do we help people take a deeper dive in that? So we found some online curriculums that allow churches to take content and press it deeper and wider into their churches. And so we have found that, given that to churches, and then we gather their leaders together to talk about, hey, as you're leading five people through this content as a leader, how are you processing that and how are you leading change in that way? So as executive directors, I think it's trying to identify what's the next edge and what are the new emerging learning formats and how do we take what are really good ideas and help churches and nonprofits make that a little bit more of a reality in their context. And then I manage the budget and I do some of that other more administrative stuff.
But really fun stuff.
But I still get to take a lot of pastors out to coffee, so it's still a good gig. So,
why is this work so important to you?
So I love the local church, and I love neighborhoods and communities, and that intersection of the church and the local neighborhood, and seeing the church kind of find its stride and its unique role to be this gospel light in the community just excites me. I think that the church is kind of the hope of our country and of our world. And so getting the chance to walk with churches and be kind of this equipper is just a great joy. I've always had a love for pastors and love those relationships and love walking with them and hearing both the joys and really the challenges and just being a sounding board for how they're trying to lead their congregations and how to be faithful in that. So yeah, I love it. It's a great role.
You mentioned neighborhood arrangements in holistic ways. What does it actually look like on the ground?
Sure.
Actually, a story or two of how that actually what that actually looks like.
So I think probably the best story is so for a while churches have done potentially just a food pantry or just a clothes closet, and both of those are really great things and they serve needs in the community. But as we've gotten deeper with churches, they are asking the question, those at times are symptoms. So hunger and lack of clothing can be symptoms of some larger issues. And churches are starting to ask the question, what's kind of keeping people in those positions of needing those things? And so churches have shifted to, is housing an issue? And so do we need to look at how does the church facilitate affordable housing? So Messiah Lutheran Church and Chris Sherman from Lutheran Development Group have worked to try to figure out how do we do affordable housing? How do we connect that to the church? How do we build bridges between that? How do we develop businesses? How do we create economic opportunity? So it's a new frontier, I think, for the church to think more in that holistic way of not just doing the food or the clothing, which, again, are both valued, but how do we be more holistic in kind of seeking shalom? What's the if everything was made right in that community and Jesus was at the center, what would that look like? And how can the church be on the forefront of that? So that's the move towards more holistic work. We see a bit more in the city, but even our suburban churches are starting to wrestle with both in their local communities, what does that look like, but also regionally, how do they participate? So that's one of the most encouraging things to see is a move deeper, is a move towards more holistic development.
What do you think, we have just under a minute left, and this is a really fun, fun, deep question.
Fast.
I know, it goes so fast. You know, this really pertains to St. Louis. What do you think, if someone were to come visit St. Louis and take a look at these organizations and ministries and the ways that they're serving their neighborhoods, what would they walk away with? What would they learn from the things that these organizations that are working with Send Me St. Louis are doing? What are the things we're doing well?
Sure. I think the defining mark, and we've seen this in the past couple of years more, is collaboration. So we see the relationships between churches and between nonprofits increasing at a rapid rate of people realizing we can't do this alone. We're better together. And we each have different gifts, and we all come together to be the body of Christ. So my hope would be if somebody dropped into St. Louis, they would sense an excitement and a hope that there are challenges, but God is drawing us together to really be on mission together. And so I think that would be a defining mark of their interaction with our churches and faith-based nonprofits in St. Louis.
Matt Miller is the executive director of Send Me St. Louis. You got a website we can check out?
www.sendmestlouis.org.
That's easy.
I could have guessed that. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks.
Coming up in just a little bit, it is Camp Week.
It is Camp Week.
We are heading to, where are we heading to? We're heading to Iowa today, Camp Iota Sika.